You are now tuned in to Kershaw, Cutter & Ratanoff's Personal Injury Podcast, brought to you by KCRLegal.com. In today's podcast, insurance bad faith attorney Eric Ratanoff discusses disability insurance claims.
To those of you who are listening to this podcast and you think, well, why is Eric Ratanoff on this podcast talking to me about disability insurance? I'm talking to you about it because I'm a lawyer and I represent insurance policy holders. Taking on insurance companies is something that me and my law firm have done for many years with tremendous success. And it's success that has come through a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication from trying to get the best results we can for people who have been injured, who have been cheated, who have been disregarded by these huge corporations who have no problem making promises, have no problem being their friends, being their good neighbors, putting out their hands so that you can be in their good hands, and telling you all the things they need to tell you so that you have that peace of mind and you have that sense of security while you're writing those checks month after month, year after year. But when the time comes for them to hold up their end of the bargain, to say, hey, we made a promise, and we made a promise to protect you. And when they don't do that, I take tremendous pride in taking them to task. Now, most people who purchased disability insurance policies did it because insurance companies were, for decades, engaged in a huge marketing effort. And there were a lot of promises that were made. And the promises that were made were along the lines of, look, if you pay us your premiums every month or every year, however you do it, and these premiums are a lot of money, if you pay us, we're going to provide you peace of mind, protection. You're going to protect yourself, your occupation, your family, your earnings. We're going to protect your lifestyle. And these promises were made, and there's an expectation that they'll be kept. Now, disability insurance is a particular type of insurance, and it is insurance to protect the livelihood that we have earned, our education. For example, doctors go to school for years and years, and they invest really hundreds of thousands of dollars of time and money and energy to get an education that's going to allow them to work in that profession, to take care of patients. And they turn to their insurance companies to provide protection to them in case they're not able to continue working as doctors. Now, for decades, it heated up in the early 70s, and it continued up through the early 90s, where there was intense pressure, competition among the insurance companies, where they started offering what are own occupation policies. Now, the concept of an own occupation benefit within a disability insurance policy is something that's been there for a very, very long time, really since its inception. But as a marketing tool in the 70s and the 80s, it was figured out that the insurance companies could charge huge premiums in order to get the highest earning individuals to try to protect their livelihood from those high earning jobs. Doctors, lawyers, other professionals, stockbrokers. But there was a very targeted effort on the medical profession to get doctors to buy these policies. And then once that occurred and the company started selling these insurance policies to the doctors, there was intense competition among the companies and they started to undercut themselves. And what really happened was they oversold these policies with huge promises that physicians would be protected in their own occupation. And if they could not practice in their own occupation but could continue to practice in another medical area or another medical specialty or more generalized area of medicine and earn money doing that, nevertheless the insurance company would pay the own occupation full disability benefit that was promised under the policy. Well, jump ahead several decades as physicians who have paid these premiums over the years to the tunes of tens and tens of thousands of dollars in premiums. And a number of physicians have become disabled because of health, because of accidents. And the insurance company's promises on all these policies are coming back to haunt them. And they really shouldn't haunt them because they've been paid all this money over these years. But with the fall in investment returns, with the overall economic calamity that happens, with just poor investment decisions made by these companies, they figure that their means of saving money is to find ways to, despite their promises that they've made in order to collect premiums over all these years, is to find ways to deny coverage. So as the insurance companies were confronted with the claims of honest, hardworking people who have paid these premiums over all the years, these claims of disability that are legitimate, they're real. And what ended up happening was, while there was still a market, strong market for own occupation coverage, the insurance companies essentially found a way to cheat their way around it and around that liability. And so on the one hand, while they've been engineering ways to deny claims, legitimate claims by people on own occupation policies, they created this new animal. It's called residual disability. And if you look at your insurance policy, you'll see that there's this concept of residual disability. And the agents and the brokers are out there selling like crazy, saying, hey, this is an own occupation policy. If you can't do your own occupation, you're covered. But they do not point out, and they don't make it clear, that in almost every new insurance policy for disability on your own occupation, almost every one has residual disability or something like it. And they're selling it as own occupation. But what these residual disabilities policies actually say is they create an any occupation exception within it by essentially saying that if you do earn money or you're gainfully employed, and look for those terms, gainful employment, residual disability, those are the buzzwords that tells you that the policy that you're purchasing is one that may actually not provide you the benefit that you've been promised or marketed or sold by the salesman who's earning a hefty fee to sell you that policy. So when you see gainful employment, earnings, things of that nature, residual disability, what that means is if you're earning other money, it is going to count against you in terms of how your disability policy is interpreted by the insurance company and what benefit they're ultimately going to pay you. You are not getting, for the most part, what that salesman is telling you. And so you have to be on the lookout. Okay, I'm a lawyer, so this is my disclaimer. This is a public service announcement. This has not been put out to be legal advice for any of you on your particular situation. We hope you got a lot out of it and learned a lot about your rights, but please, if you have any specific legal question about any legal problem, pick up the phone and call a lawyer and get your problem figured out. Thank you.
For more information, visit www.kcrlegal.com.